Okay, we'll get started for this week's lesson, the Sunday lesson.
我们现在开始今天礼拜天的课程。
And as we should do every time after we sin and before we study Bible class, to ensure we have the power of the Holy Spirit, we need to rebound.
好，我们就在课程前一定是要先对我们曾经有的罪向天父认罪，然后让我们能够受圣灵的洗礼，让我们可以反弹。
Because the Holy Spirit does give us the supernatural power we need to understand from a spiritual level what we're learning.
因为圣灵它是可以让我们拥有一个超自然的一个力量，让我们可以进入到可以更深刻的学习中。
That's what Jesus was telling his disciples. It's a special ministry of the Holy Spirit, as mentioned in John chapter 14, verse 26.
耶稣呢，曾经跟他的这个学生们提到说，圣灵的工作，好，可以怎么样的做，是在约翰福音14章26节提到。
And in that verse, he said, the Holy Spirit, who the Father will send in my name, and only in Jesus' name, he will...teach you and bring to your remembrance all things that I have taught you.
耶稣说天父呢经由耶稣的名送给我们的圣灵可以
So he will teach you.
可以教导你然后同时让你记得好这些他想要教导的事情。
So bring to your remembrance, or in English sometimes we say recall. See, to remember is actually when you're learning something and you're trying to put the information into your brain.But recall is when you bring the information back out.
所以这圣灵呢，它其实很大的一个功能是，当我们学习上帝的话语的时候呢，它可以再重新在你所学的、记得的东西里面，圣灵会帮我们挑选，让我们从再想起来，在什么时候需要用到这个东西，会想得起来。
Actually, my pastor would use the term what we call reverse concentration.
Tim 的牧师就教导他说这个呢其实是一种反注意力。反注意力。
Yeah, see, like reverse, and we often talk about reverse in your car when you're driving backwards, but reverse means doing something in the opposite direction.
所以有点像那个就是一种是输入一个是输出所以他这个有一点像是输出的一种注意力的输出的一个说法。
See, in class, that's where you're developing your faith. Remember, faith is the inculcation of Bible doctrine. That's really, your faith is from the Word of God. So by concentrating on the study of the Word of God, you're developing your faith.
因为我们了解就是我们的信心是来自于我们学习上帝的话语。
So that requires concentration in the classroom or concentration when you're studying at home.
而这个信心的来源就是在于我们到底能够多么专注的学习，不管是在课堂上，或者是在我们回家这个自己自修的时候。
And according to John 14:26, as I just mentioned, the Holy Spirit plays a part in putting that information in your soul.
所以呢，在约翰福音十四章二十六节里面呢，他在我们学习中间，他就扮演一个角色，让这些学习的。这些上帝的话语成为我们魂的一部分。
That takes place under the process of what we call Operation Z.
这个过程呢，我们把它称之为Z 行动。
If you can't remember what that's all about, then you need to review that information. We've taught about that before.
我们在之前教过这些 Z 行动的一个过程。那如果忘记的话，请大家回去再温习一下。
So you need to remember the information.
因为你必须要记得这些资讯。
And then, you know, whatever you're learning in classroom, you're going to be tested on that information. Then you need to recall the information that you've stored up in your soul.
像我们在做任何学习的时候呢，你都必须要有能力被测试，这个资讯是不是在你的魂里面。
Your faith will be tested.
所以你的信心就会被测试。
Your love for God will be tested.
所以你对神的爱也会被测试。
Your knowledge of God's plan will be tested.
所以你对于上帝的计划的认知也会被测试。
When you're having the test, that's not the time to be learning doctrine, that's the time to be applying it.
当你被测试的时候，已经不是你来得及去学习的时候，那就是已经是在你已经记得的东西里面才能够被测试。
And that's where you have reverse concentration. So now you're going to be focused on the Word of God and how you apply that to your situation.
所以呢，这就称之为这个叫做什么专注力的测试。好，然后你要确定说这些资讯都已经是在你的魂里面了。
Okay, now obviously you put your eyes on the problem first because you need to assess the problem, but the solution is going to come from the doctrine, from God's word.
当然你必须要能够分析，用靠你的眼睛，靠你的头脑能分析你的问题，但是真正的解决问题的答案是来自于你从神那边所学到的这些教义。
See, why people get stressed out and panic and worry is because they remain focused on a problem, but they're not focused on the solution. That's why people stress out.
为什么很多人在面对生命生活的一些考验的问题的时候会觉得非常非常的stress out, 就是
受
压力焦急等等的问题，是因为我们都只注意那个问题，而没有去注意那个解决问题的方法。
And we have the classic example of Moses at the Red Sea. And now all of the people had seen the miracles of God, and all of the people knew of the promise that God had given. They would cross over the Red Sea and go and worship God at Mount Sinai.
所以在那个摩西带着以色列人、犹太人要跨过红海的时候呢，当时红海挡在他们前面，所有的人都是注意了这个问题，他们完全忘记了他们可以去寻找解决的方法，就是求神助。
Now there's going to be some people that forget, some people didn't want to remember, they didn't recall the information.
就是大部分的人他们在红海的这一边的时候，他们全部都没有去想到他们过去已经学习到的事情。
And those people, they would just stay focused on the problem. They see the sea in front of them. Their eyes are telling them, you know, we can't cross this. And they see the Pharaoh's army coming in from behind them. And they're saying, we have no way out of this. There's no solution.
所以大家呢，在那个时候，很多人都看着眼前的红海，然后看着法老的那个大军从后面就要追上了，所以他们全部都不知道该怎么办，然后完全就认为是没有办法，就一直在想说啊，我们的问题没有办法解决。
And so they just focused on the problem, and all they can be thinking is we're going to die because this is an impossible situation. We cannot escape.
所以这些人就全部把所有的专注力都摆在问题上面，他们都觉得他们非死无疑了，因为这个是一个没有解决办法的一个状态。
And it was an impossible situation. There was no human solution.
的确，这也真的是没有任何可以解决的方法，因为这没有人可以解决的方法。
Yeah, they didn't have boats to get across the Red Sea.
他们没有船可以渡海。
And they didn't have the military capacity, the ability to fight the army.
他们也没有军队的力量可以去跟法老的军队打仗。
And there was no escape path. They couldn't run out away from that situation.
他们甚至也没有任何一条路可以让他们逃跑。
Now, God had actually made sure they came to this place where there's mountains on the left and right. They had a lot of children and old people with them as well. They couldn't escape over the mountains.
上帝几乎也给了他们一个状态，就是左右都是山，爬不了。然后呢，又让他们老弱妇孺都在那个团队中。
It was a perfect test.
这是一个完美的测试。
And again, when there's no human solutions, then the obvious conclusion...is that God has provided a solution. It's not of this human realm.
所以这就是一个没有人的解决方案可以解决的一个状态，然后神就是让他们处于那个状态。
And Moses, instead of focusing on the problem, see, Moses looked around and he assessed everything, and you know, he's a very clever guy, but he assessed that there was no solution, and he knew that this was a test.
而摩西呢，左顾右看一下之后，他就知道这不是一个人可以解决的一个测试。
See, sometimes you might get a test, but there is a human solution. You don't have to be expecting a miracle from God.
有的时候我们会遇到一些考验，那个是一些人就可以想出解决方法的考验。
And in those situations, if God has provided a human solution, that's the solution you have to do. And if there is a human solution,
如果当有人的这个解决方法可以解决事情的时候，我们当然就要靠，我们就可以自己做了。
It's a silly example, but when I was a new Christian, I was with, actually, I'll tell you what we should do. We haven't got around to our rebound yet.
Yeah.
Was Angus just at the door now?
We went downstairs.
Okay, what we'll do, we'll rebound, because I'm sort of getting back to rebound, but we're getting through the lesson a bit fast. So what we'll do, we'll just take a quick break to rebound, and then I'll come back to what I'm just talking about.
Okay. We will rebound first.
Yeah, we'll rebound now.
我们现在先来做反弹，然后我们做一个短暂的休息，再开始。
Now you should be in fellowship already, but just to make sure.
我们应该是已经与神连结了，但是我们只是要确认我们做到了。
Okay.Father, so we give thanks to you for the time we have to study your word.
我们感谢天父给我们机会能够学习你的话语。
We pray that under the mentorship of the Holy Spirit and through our concentration, we can build up the faith in our souls.
经由圣灵的协助，让我们能够专注于学习，并且能够让所有的知识、您的话语都会进入到我们的魂里。
And so we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
我们所有的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
I should get into the habit of just doing the rebound and then starting, but I like to explain sometimes, and then I get off on a tangent, as you can see.
我们当然应该是先反弹再开始上课，但是我们听他有的时候会先用一些说明，让我们的注意力可以被引发，所以就先讲了一些故事。
Okay, but just to continue what I was talking about, as an example of trying to have God produce some kind of a miracle when it's not necessary.
因为上帝呢，他在需要的时候，他是会创造一些奇迹。
But most of our problems can be solved just by applying some doctrine.
但其实呢，很多很的问题呢，只要我们使用了我们的学到的这个圣经的教义，就是可以解决问题了。
When I was a new Christian and I was based in this little village north of Chiang Mai in Thailand, and I had this guy he was an intern from a seminary, and we'd become friends.
When you just became
a new believer, yeah.
当 Tim 他还是一个很刚刚新生的一个基督徒的时候呢，他有遇到一个在圣经学校学习的一个朋友。
He was just coming out of seminary and he was learning, I guess, to be a pastor. He was going through the...
他刚刚从神学院毕业，正在学习要成为一个牧师。
Okay, and so I looked at him as like my new teacher. I thought he was a good Christian, right?
然后所以 Tim 就把这一位朋友呢当作他的老师。
And one day we were out at the market together, just a local village market. And before we went into the market to buy things for dinner and, you know, for our weekly groceries, he said, "Stop, Tim, we have to do something."
有一天呢，在他们两个人要进到一个市场里面买一些东西要回来煮吃的时候呢，这位朋友在进去市场前就跟他说，哎，等一下 ，Tim.
And just at the entrance way to the market, when everybody was walking backwards and forwards, he held my hands and he said, "Okay, now we have to pray for wisdom and guidance in choosing the right food."
然后在这个市场的入口呢，他就这位朋友就抓着 Tim 的手，两个人说，跟他说，哎，我们要来祷告，求神给我们智慧，让我们能够选择最好的食物，最对的食物。
And at first I thought, well, that's a bit strange, but I'm a new Christian. He obviously knows the right thing to do, so I better do what he's asking.
那 Tim 觉得说，哎，这样子好奇怪哦，那在那个市场前面做这样子的一个祷告，但他想说，嗯，这个人他比较资深的基督徒，他做的应该都是对的。
And so with everybody walking backwards and forwards, here he is praying, holding my hands, and saying, "Oh dear God, as we go into the market, may you guide us to pick the right vegetables and get the fresh fruit that's good for our bodies, and et cetera, et cetera."
然后就在那个人来人往的市场门口呢，他们就这样握着手，这个跟神祷告说啊，求神给我们智慧，可以选择对的蔬菜啊，对的食物啊，然后都是很新鲜的食物。
And actually, I sort of felt a little bit embarrassed, but he probably thought it was a way of showing his Christian witness to the people coming backwards and forwards.
然后呢，对 Tim 来讲，他是觉得有点尴尬，但是 对那位朋友来讲，他或许觉得这是能够让大家看到一个基督徒该做的作为。
But actually, God gives you wisdom for picking vegetables. You don't need some kind of a divine inspiration to get the right vegetables. We can get that from the realm of human knowledge.
但其实听说。对于一个一般人来讲，我们从我们的一般的尝试，我们就应该有能力选择好的、新鲜的这个蔬菜、水果这些食物，是不需要有神的那种神圣的力量来帮忙的。
But in the case of Moses and the Jews at the Red Sea, that's when you can be praying because that's when you need a miracle.
但是像在摩西带领那些犹太人要渡红海前的这个。状态呢，就变成你真的需要神给的奇迹了。
But actually, all Moses did was after looking at this problem, he realized no human solution, so now he's focused on the divine solution.
而摩西他的状态就是他环顾四方，知道这已经不是人的智慧或者人的这个方式可以解决的问题的时候，他就转向神，在寻求神的一个解决方案。
And so while about the 2 million Jewish people, they were screaming and saying, we're going to die, and God, what have you done to us? Why have you brought us here to die? Moses was, he was thanking God that God was going to provide a solution.
就是完全跟那些其他200多万人的犹太人在那边怨天尤人的状态完全相反的。摩西呢转向神，他感谢神。而且祈祷神会给他们一个解决方法。
Okay, and that's what we can call reverse concentration.
所以我们把这个称之为反向的专注。
Because in the classroom, like we're doing now, and under the filling of the Holy Spirit, we're concentrating on the faith, which is the Word of God.
我们在课堂中呢，就是让我们学习的是，我们要专注于在我们的信心的建立。而这个信心的建立就是来自于我们学习圣经的教义。
Yeah, remember the word of God, that is your faith, because once it's in your soul and you believe it, that's the faith, that's the doctrine that you have. So faith and doctrine are actually synonymous terms.
所以我们要有一个概念，就是圣经其实就代表就是神的话，而神的话语就是我们的信心。因为只有这样神的话语记在我们的脑海里，它才会成为我们信心的根源，所以圣经教义跟信心是完全是相等的一件事。
And that comes out very clearly in Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
所以这个在罗马书的第十章十七节里面有讲到。
Now Paul is writing and he said, because faith comes from hearing, and hearing the words or the teachings of Jesus Christ. So hearing the spoken message, the word is rhema, but really means the spoken message given by Jesus Christ.
所以保罗说呢，信心是来自于听到耶稣所说的话语，是来自于聆听耶稣的话语。
Okay, but actually, just say that the words of Jesus Christ or the mind of Jesus Christ, which is the Bible.
而耶稣基督的话语，也就是耶稣基督的思维。就是在我们圣经里。
See, that's 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16.
哥林多前书二章十四节。
It says we have the mind of Christ, which is the Bible.
我们有上面讲到说我们有耶稣基督的思维，那这就是在圣经里。
So, we can always give thanks to the Holy Spirit because He gives us these opportunities first to study the Word, and then when we're tested, that we can apply the Word to our situation.
所以我们总是要感谢圣灵，因为他教导让我们能够研读圣经，研读神的话语，同时呢，让我们可以碰到问题的时候，可以记得要怎么样运用这些神的话语。
Now, just to get back to where we were last Tuesday, I'll just share the screen here.
我们要从上礼拜二所提到的课程继续下去。
Okay, we sort of finished off about this picture here where we have these Muslim invaders coming into Europe.
好，我们在这个荧幕上你看到的是这些穆斯林的大军其实是被当作所谓的难民。他们呢就这样的进到了这个欧洲了。
Okay, and the reason they're able to come into Europe and they've been coming in like tens of millions is because of liberalism. which means that the political system now in Europe is no longer capable of stopping these people.
因为呢，在这个就是整个欧洲的自由主义的一个基础下呢，这些穆斯林呢，他们以着难民的名义进到欧洲里面，而整个欧洲的系统，它的政治系统是完全没有用于来阻挡他们进入。
Now, always keep in mind that Satan is behind all of this.
我们要了解的是，这些这个所有的这一些事情的发生，都是因为他后面有撒旦的权谋。
In particular, his goal to become the ruler of the world.
因为撒旦他的目标就是要成为全世界的一个统治者。
And remember, even according to Jesus and according to Paul, officially.Really, officially, he is the ruler of the world. We have these statements from Paul and Jesus Christ himself. He is the prince or the ruler of the world.
Satan.
Yes.
因为根据耶稣基督以及保罗所记载，撒旦呢就是整个世界属世的世界的统治者。
We see this when we see what happens in the tribulation. Satan would really love to be able to present himself.As the ruler of the world, but he can't just all of a sudden say, okay, I'm Lucifer and I'm the ruler of the world. That's just not going to happen.
因为我们知道呢，在未来呢，大灾难时期，的确，这个撒旦是有时间，有七年的时间要成为全世界的统治者，但现在还不是。
And this is according to what we've read in Isaiah chapter 14, starts in about verse 12 and 13.
这个呢在以赛亚书14章12、13节就有提到。
Where he makes his statements, his I will statements, he makes five statements saying that effectively he's going to be the ruler over the nation.
在这个以赛亚书14章12、13节的时候他就讲到 他就做了一个很重要的一个陈述就是说我将会成为世界的统治者。
When he has absolute power in the world, it's also going to assist him in eliminating the Jewish people.
而在这个世界最大的这个统治的权柄之下呢，他也会要把这个犹太人都杀掉。
God still has a lot of promises he's made to the Jewish people which have not yet been fulfilled.
神对犹太人曾经有非常多的应许，但是现在都还没有被成就。
For example, the promises about the promised land that he made to Abraham.
比如说神曾经对亚伯拉罕有给他犹太人应许之地就还没有发生
or the promise he made to David that your son will remain on the throne forever, the eternal throne
然后呢他也提到曾经神也对这个大卫王说你的子孙将会永远的在这个宝座之上
There's a lot written in the Old Testament about the 1,000 year reign of Jesus Christ. Many promises which have to be fulfilled.
在这个圣经里面也提到，就是大卫王之子的子孙，也就是耶稣，他将会成为这个永生的王。
See, Satan wants to destroy the Jewish people entirely, which means that they cannot go into the promised land. God breaks his promises, and then he's been proven not to be the righteous judge.
所以呢撒旦就是试着呢要把犹太人根除然后让神给这个犹太人的这些相关的这些应许都不能够成立那这样的话撒旦就可以证明神是一个不公义的神
That's why anti-Semitism which means going against the Jewish people is a part of historyBecause Satan has promoted hatred towards the Jews throughout history.
所以反犹太主义呢，其实就是撒旦想要特别宣扬的一种主义，他就是为了要让这些犹太人被根除。
Now the first Jew was Abraham.
第一个犹太人是亚伯拉罕。
But he wasn't a Jew by birth. He was actually born from the line of Shem. So he was born, we say Semitic, but he wasn't a Jew. He was born from the line of Shem.
因为亚伯拉罕他原来是闪好这个族的一支里面的一个后代所以他并不是生下来就是犹太人是中间才变成犹太人被神给的
When he was 100 years old God changed his DNA structure actually he created a new race called the Jewish people
也是就是在亚伯拉罕100岁的时候呢神改变了他的 DNA 的结构然后成就了一个新的种族叫犹太人
And then after that, that's when Isaac was born. So Isaac was the first Jew naturally born.
而之后呢，他生下来的孩子以撒，就是成为了真正生而为犹太人的犹太人。
Okay, so Abraham was the first Jew, but Isaac was really the first natural Jew, as it were.
所以亚伯拉罕是第一个犹太人，但是他不是第一个出生就是犹太人的犹太人，而以撒才是。
Okay, and then there was Ishmael, who was the son born of Abraham, but to the slave woman Hagar. So he was the first son of Abraham.
而以实玛利呢，则是亚伯拉罕的第一个儿子，那他是由这个亚伯拉罕跟女仆所生。
Now going all the way back to Genesis 17, the Bible warns us that there was going to be hatred between Ishmael and Isaac.
而在这个创世纪的十七章里面就已经提到，我们的圣经就提到说，以实玛利跟以撒将是会是互相有仇恨的状态。
And from Ishmael you have 12 princes of the Arab races.There's 12 princes, and from these we get Arab tribes.
所以从以实玛利呢，他生了十二个支派的这个阿拉伯血统的十二个支派。
Okay, and then also later you have Isaac is going to have two sons. That's Jacob and Esau. And Esau, he's going to be included with the Arab races as well.
然后呢，以撒呢就又也生了。雅各跟以扫，然后是雅各，然后结果以扫后来也成为了那个阿拉伯的血统的一支。
Okay, but the Bible shows us there's a lot of hatred. This is going back 3,500 years, 4,000 years, hatred between the Jews and the Arabs.
所以呢，在圣经里已经让我们看到很，在四千年前就已经把犹太人跟这个阿拉伯人哈互相的这个仇恨就已经在圣经里面被明显的告诉大家了。
Okay, and then later on you have the Muslim race as well, and the Quran actually talks about hatred towards the Jews.
之后那个穆斯林的可兰经里面呢甚至就把它明明白白的写出来说这些伊斯兰教的人必须要仇恨犹太人。
So that Muslim religion is a perfect way of helping Satan to destroy the Jews.
所以呢穆斯林很明确的就是要用一个最完美的方法来让穆斯林的人去把犹太人给杀光，好，去铲除的一个很重要的一个训练嘛，一个教义的训练。
Okay, we'll run out of time. We'll close down the Zoom for 5 minutes, and then we'll open up again.
好，我们先关掉 Zoom 五分钟，请大家五分钟后回来。